Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Rose about 15 minutes away. We're going to give away some gifts. Not actual gifts, just like mental gifts. Is that right? Would they be mental gifts? Wishes?
Hypothetical. Wishes would work.
Guardians, Browns, Gavs, we're going to give them some gifts here. Meredith, you're more than welcome to join along, too. We probably should have talked to you before we started the segment, but I always like your input on some of these. So think about this for a second while we talk to Jim in Strongsville, who's the man. Jim in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Howdy.
Hey, again. Listen, I've already given too much to these teams. I don't know if they deserve a gift from me.
Well, give them a gift.
Give them one. Give me a franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Would be a dream come true for me.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, let's be honest. I was listening to Meredith, like, give the thing, both in contention for the number one pick. So, I mean, how do you win that game? By losing?
It's a good point. That is. Anyway, we say that all the time when we get to these games.
I wanted to make a point to Dan. Dan, you know what? I get the bitterness about the NFL. And every one of those NFL games is going to draw a bigger number than every one of the NBA games on during that day. That's just the way that's the way it is. Now, the NBA has come out, and they've pretty much told everybody that our regular season doesn't matter. None of these games matter. And now they're all running around like, why is our viewership down? Why aren't people paying attention to regular season games?
Actually,
because
viewership
you told
is
us
up.
They don't matter.
Viewership's up right now. All over the NBA, it is up.
Up versus last year? Or how is it historically, Dan?
Up year over year. Here's my problem that I have with this, Jim. This is one man's opinion. I have hit the point in life where I am done watching crappy football and when I can instead watch more competitive things going back and forth. And if I got to watch third string quarterbacks, I'm going to go watch starters play elsewhere instead of watching third string quarterbacks. I might be one of the few people who are like that. I'm just done watching crappy football.
Well, you could say that. I've kind of, for the most part, not given up, but I have almost zero interest in the way the NBA is played right now. So I think it's a terrible game. We can debate that all you want to. I don't think it's fun to watch. I think they've taken a lot of the skill out of it. It's about shooting three-pointers and dunking. There's no in-between game. Defenders can't touch anybody. So now you got like 80-year-old LeBron James putting up points. I mean, I have no interest on Christmas Day watching geriatric LeBron James versus geriatric Kevin Durant. Is that what the NBA is really hanging their hat on these days?
So put on a Christmas story and we all move forward, Jim.
By the way, NBA.
No, I'm going to go Hallmark, the Christmas card.
Oh, there you go. Do you want us to write the next episode
for you?
We're good.
Yeah,
we love doing that. That's our favorite thing to do. Just a case in point, through Thanksgiving, basically, the NBA had their highest opening month viewership in 15 years. Now, maybe that's because of NBC and Amazon and ESPN, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The whole thing, look, sports stink now. I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to go down, like, Sunday, Dan, I'll go down to that game. I'll sit there with the Steeler fans. I just hope that Jimmy Haslam is so embarrassed by the sight of that stadium for the last month and a half that forces him into action. Because, listen, guys, he still needs to sell tickets until he gets into the new stadium. Apathy has never been higher. And when I say apathy, in terms of people showing up to that stadium, it just sucks. Thank you. Have a good Christmas.
Thank you. We'll leave it at that note. Thank you, Jim. Have a good one. This has been one of those days where I can't really argue with people about things.
No.
It sucks watching that stadium get overrun by the other team.
Yeah.
Bills, Steelers. It's just not fun.
Yeah.
There's nothing fun about it. You sit there and you're like, this is our stadium. Like, why are we inundated by these, I don't know what they use, but somehow or another those towels turn yellow and they spin them. But so I it's hard, man. He's right. It's hard. And my big fear is, and we talked about this yesterday, my big fear is that we are going to lose an entire beyond generation that just don't care about Browns football. I know they want to be in for the party, and I know they want to have fun, and I know they want to go to the games, and they like going to football games, but it's just not, it's the generation, the two, almost now maybe two generations behind, were about going to the game, watching them play competitive football, win games, and make it to the playoffs and think that you have a chance to win the Super Bowl. I can't tell you the last time I felt that way.
Here's the other problem that has come with this. The NFL doesn't want you down at that stadium.
And I disagree. I totally disagree. I'm listening to what Daryl had to say about all these new stadiums popping up around the NFL. I mean, he was talking about six or seven new stadiums probably before 35.
Right,
and they're not domes. They're football fields with roofs.
But what are we doing then with moving these games all over the place and pricing these tickets in such a way that we're doing all of this and making it such a bear to get down and then bragging about how massive our TV ratings are? I'm sorry, this whole thing continues to scream the same thing back to me, which is we don't want you there. We want you at home on the couch.
I disagree with that. I think they want you there. I do. But they know that the product, but I think they realize that quickly, that the product is better on TV. There's nothing worse than sitting through a TV timeout when you're at the game. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Not to mention, I'm spending $20 on beers. I'm spending, you know, $7 on hot dogs. I mean, it's everybody. It's not just the Browns. It's everybody.
It's not just the ear, only two. I mean, like I was at, like I told you, I went to the Predators game over the weekend. I was like, mixed drinks were like $18.
It's insane. I understand that it's a big deal, and I understand that it's a big night out and all of that kind of stuff. I have hit the point where, and some of it is working the Browns Radio Network. I don't remember the last time I went to an NFL game. And I don't remember the last time I looked at an NFL game and went, boy, I wish I was there. I'm sorry, 4K TV, my own couch, my own blanket. It's fantastic. I can call my friends over if I want to feel like I'm near a crowd. You know, now we're building those, that thing Dan Gilbert's trying to put up.
Yeah, downtown.
What it's called right now.
Yeah, it's like being at the game, but
Chasm, I think it. No, it's not that. Whatever.
I know what you're talking about.
We're going old guy at the couch.
It's the IMAX of sports, and you feel like you're at the game.
And now we're going to add that thing into the mix, which is going to make people not want to go to these games even more. Like, I'm sorry. I think part of the problem is that the league doesn't want you there.
I disagree. I think they do want you there. It's just because they know. I mean, that's... I mean, they want to sell beer. They want to sell seats. They want to sell. I mean, otherwise, why would you even? I know you're making a lot of your money from television, but there's still something to be said for being at the game. It's just that you can't replace it. I don't care if you're sitting at home or not. There's something to be said about actually being at the game that still drives me to makes me want to go see games. You feel the same way about baseball. I know you do. Even in meaningless games that they play 162. So there are plenty of meaningless baseball games. You still love going to the ballpark, don't you? Admit it.
See the right thing, yes. But a lot of that is going down and down, and I just watch it all on TV now.
For baseball, too?
Yeah. The amount of games that I go to now, minor league games are a different animal just because it's, you know, cheap to get in. It's cheap to eat.
I'd still rather sit at a ballpark and watch a baseball game on a beautiful day.
Well, and that's the side of it is on a beautiful day.
You know, you get to be outside. You get to watch a game. It's fun. And they've made the game a little bit faster. I think it's better than it was even.
The pitch clock is wonderful. That's one of the best blessings that the
I don't know that I'll ever utter the words, the pitch clock is wonderful.
It is.
It keeps the tempo of the game going. That's the difference.
Buddy, we knocked out 45 minutes of dawdling. We still have 27 outs. We're still playing 9 innings. It's the same game. It's the same way. We've just knocked out 45 minutes of
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Dawdling. It's fantastic.
I'll let Chuck give away some gifts here. Go ahead, Chuck. Right, you got any gifts for our professional sports teams?
Yeah, I got a gift for the Cavs and a gift for the Browns.
Okay, go for it.
I want to give Cavs a gift of having the toughness of the 89 Pistons. I think we can win the title then.
Okay, you got to give them the gift because I don't know if they own that, but okay.
Then I want to get a Browns. I want to give him a coach with the Herm Edwards attitude. Like, we play to win the game. I mean, you got to get mad and angry. We got to play to win and quit all this thinking. And Myles Garrett, he needs to Sunday get the sack against Rudolph. That'll be great if that happens.
God, that would be a really fun full circle moment, wouldn't it?
It would be awesome.
I would laugh really hard.
All right, good stuff, Chuck. Thank you. Happy holidays, my friend. All right, go ahead and give your gifts out.
All right, so my first gift would go to the Guardians, and it's Ketel Marte, who is the second baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks in a trade. He has a below-market value contract. He's a power-hitting second baseman who can also run a little bit on top of it. Plays a pretty good second base as well. Add that with Jose Ramirez, and now you've got something that can make some noise. That's my gift to the Guards.
My gift to the Guards is just simply a bat. Somebody can hit 240, 250. A couple of them. I'd like two of those guys. I want two guys to add to what we already have. With Ramirez and Kwan, keep Kwan, please. And then give me a couple guys that can hit between 240 and 250. What's league average right now? 240-something-ish?
Yeah, whatever.
Somewhere in there. So I just need to, I don't even need great bats. I need guys that can come up to clutch hits every once in a while, be consistent at the plate, and get some more guys on base so that we've had great pitching. Man, can we just help these guys out a little bit more? What's your Browns gift?
Left tackle. I think they need a left tackle really bad. It would be fantastic if you could find a right tackle to bookend it with, but they need a left tackle because then you can actually evaluate a quarterback without having to worry about him having to escape the pocket and possibly get his spine readjusted.
The obvious is quarterback, to make sure that you know who your quarterback is, and if it's Shador, that's fine. That's a gift to say that we know he's the guy.
That would be
otherwise,
a good gift.
I'm with Jeff on this, and Jeff's not even here today. It's a wide receiver. It's a 6'2", 6'3", 6'4" wide receiver with some speed that can help you get some distance down the field, because we just have not seen it. It's just not – I just can't remember the last time that I've like, oh, man, we are looking good at wide receiver. And you have to go back, for me, to Edwards, Winslow, and Jarevicius. That's the last time I felt confident in every guy that was out there catching the football.
You didn't feel confident with Odell Jarvis and...
I felt confident with Jarvis.
David Njoku?
Njoku's a tight end. And this is, I hate to take Jeff's...
No, you're fine. You know. I just couldn't think of who the third...
Kellen was a tight end, too, so...
Yeah, see?
But I never looked at Kellen as a tight end. Did you?
Well, I mean, he was a pass catcher. You know, in the same way, we're gonna run into this. Like, what do you do with Kyle Pitts? Like, Kyle Pitts is just, he's a tight end, but he's more of a pass catcher than anything else. You know, Antonio Gates kind of started that. Travis Kelce kept the mantra going.
What are you going to give the Cavs? Got about 30 seconds.
I don't know what to give them. I feel like the gift that I want to give them is health at the end of the season, because I want to see what this thing looks like when you get everybody rolling in May.
Yeah, I'll give you that too. Health and just consistency, so that people aren't freaking out. One more gift I'm giving away. I want to give the Monsters a little more attention, because they lead the league in attendance all the time. And I know it's minor league compared to the other teams, but I mean, their fans deserve it. I mean, they're averaging over 11,000 a game.
And it's a great product.
And no one else is even, like, Laval is not even at 10,000, and they're second. So I tip my cap to them. I give you the gift of publicity. How's that sound?
Good on
the Monsters. Fair enough. Chris Rose, he doesn't need any more. He is very publicized. We love having him on the show. He is next right here on Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.